Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. And I have written on the top of my sheet as proof that I already don't know what day it is, that it's Monday, May 26th. No.
Nope.
It's Tuesday, May 26th, which is going to be difficult to keep track of all week. Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day weekend. John, did you go anywhere? Did you get out of town?
No, we didn't. And we really had no plans to anyway, but we stayed in as good little boys and girls do. And just enjoyed a little bit of takeout and hung around the house for a while. It was nice.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for not going amongst the throngs of people that went out of town and contributed to some of the pictures that we saw out of the Lake of the Ozarks over the weekend. We have to start off by talking about that from over the weekend because of the pictures that made national news. In fact, I think I saw it on ABC News before I saw it anywhere else, the pictures out of the Lake of the Ozarks. Mm-hmm. And it comes as the WHO, the World Health Organization, came out over the weekend and said, we're probably going to have a second peak of COVID-19 and probably sooner than we first thought. In areas that saw cases declining, we're probably going to see a peak of this again, and probably soon, probably not August like they had first said. So there's that. There's the fact that we already kind of knew that the closer you are to each other, the more likely this is to spread. Then we have pictures out, and we've got an update this morning. We can tell you what Quentin Lucas said about it, and Lee Norman from the State Department of Health in Kansas has come out with some advice, and we also heard from St. Louis County over the weekend as well. Hundreds and hundreds of people gathered at Lake of the Ozarks this weekend, and if you were among them, because I assume we have people listening who went, because I'm aware of people who went, we promise not to be... we just want to hear why. I just want to hear.
I want you to finish that.
What the thinking was.
We promise not to be what?
Jerks.
Okay.
We promise not to be jerks.
Fair enough.
But, or at least I do. I guess I can't speak for John.
That's
John,
right.
You do what you want.
I reserve the right to be a jerk if I really feel. No. I'm not. I won't. But no, it's true. I mean, the pictures were, it looked like any other spring break at the Lake of the Ozarks. It did. I mean, there was no difference at all. Everybody was gathered together in a big throng, most of them shirtless, and just hanging around and doing their thing. And we're not the only place that this happened. It's interesting to me the way things like this become national news items, because as I said, we weren't the only place where this happened. I sent you a message over the weekend. I'd been looking at some of the boardwalk cams in Ocean City, Maryland, mm-hmm. and they looked exactly the same. It was just a bunch of, it was any spring break or any Memorial Day weekend in Ocean City. I've got a connection to that place. So I like to check in from time to time, and sure enough, and no masks and everybody just walking around like it's any other Monday.
So we want to hear from you if you went, 576-7798 or 22980, or if you have no problem with the pictures that you saw, if you think that there is no problem with the proximity that people had to each other, and if you were somewhere else also, Lake of the Ozarks is what everybody's picking on, you're right, but if you were anywhere else where you also thought people were getting a little close, because here's the problem. I don't think we should have to tell people what the problem is, but why not? We'll go right ahead. This is the first Memorial Day weekend that I can remember in years that I didn't travel somewhere. I mean, Labor Day and Memorial Day weekend every year I go somewhere. and I'm not even comfortable sitting down in a closed up restaurant yet, you know, that isn't patio seating. I'm just, you know, we didn't magically flip the switch on this and COVID-19 went away. And I just don't, I'll be honest, it kind of irritates me that, you know, some of us are still sacrificing and some of us are still making these changes in order to protect ourselves and to protect the people that we care about. I know I talk about this a lot, but every Saturday morning, my mom and I talk every Saturday morning at 9:30. My mom's in Illinois. Haven't really seen her since Christmas. At some point, I would like to go and do that trip and go see her. But we're both still at the point where that doesn't feel responsible. It feels irresponsible to me. And that's irritating.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because, again, the views on this are so strange to me. I have trouble reconciling in my mind. I mean, we have a couple of takeout restaurants around here that were, you know, they have seating and all of that. They're just regular restaurants, but they've changed over to takeout. Some of them have not yet changed back, even though legally they can. They don't want to, you know, to protect their own employees or whatever. The other one, and this happened yesterday, because as I said, we did go out to get takeout. And it was at a pizza place. There's a pizza place nearby here that is a storefront only. They don't have any seating under any circumstances. But usually you go in and you pick up your order and you take it out. They have had a sign up in front of their door for the last, I don't know how long, probably 2 months. It's like a whiteboard kind of sign. And it says, if you get here and you've ordered already, stay in your car, call us, tell us which car you're in, and we'll bring you your food out. And no more had I parked and was picking up the phone to call than a guy parked right next to me, got out of his car, no mask on, walked into the place and got his food. And I thought, you know, how much more do they have to do? It's right there on the sign in front of the place. And yet I'm going to exercise my freedom to walk in and get my pizza. Okay, sure, I guess. I'd rather have them bring it out to me. I'm fine with that.
So I want to talk about a few things with this. So let's go through kind of the sequence of events from the weekend. So pictures come out from Lake of the Ozarks over the weekend. And my first thought is we're going to have a spike in cases now. You don't have that many people together. Even if you're outdoors like that, you don't have that many people together. You're going to have a spike in cases. A lot of people that Lake of the Ozarks come from St. Louis and Kansas City. So you're bringing that back to Kansas City and St. Louis. So we're going to have those spikes here. That was my first thought. And then out of St. Louis, then the county executive there issued a travel advisory. This came yesterday, ordering those who ignored protective practices to self-quarantine for 14 days or until testing negative for COVID-19. So I'm curious to know from people if you think you should have to self-quarantine now. If you went, should you have to self-quarantine then? Do you even like that advice? Quentin Lucas came out yesterday and said he had no plans to issue a quarantine order for those who went to the Ozarks over the weekend because he can't enforce it. He said the city cannot enforce an order like that.
Right.
And the Kansas City Health Department has not come out with something like the county. A few minutes before we went on the air then, there was an order that came, not an order, there was a press release that came out from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommending 14 days of self-quarantine voluntary for Kansans who went to the Lake of the Ozarks. I have questions about whether those quarantines should be mandatory then. I get that they're hard to enforce, but I think sometimes people aren't going to take those things seriously unless they know there are consequences. What happens at your job then? If you went to the Lake of the Ozarks and we find out, well, right now we don't know if there was an outbreak, but what are the policies with your job then if you have to quarantine for 14 days?
Well, and the thing is, how's anybody going to know? And that's why, I mean, when they said, look, we can't enforce this, or there's really nothing we can do. It's not even so much a matter of legally being able to enforce it. How are you going to know whether or not somebody went to the Lake of the Ozarks for the weekend or not? So I realize it was redundant. But yeah, I mean, so who are you going to force to quarantine or self-quarantine for 14 days? You can't. There's just no way for you to know. Same with your job. The only way your boss is going to know if you went to the Lake of the Ozarks this weekend is if you told him.
And my guess is if you were willing to go to the Lake of the Ozarks and be in those crowds and be around people that closely, you are not willing to voluntarily self-quarantine because you don't think it's a big deal. And that's the problem. You just think, you know, it's, and I don't mean to be, harsh about it. At some point, and this is the conversation I have with people a lot, it seems like, in my circle, is that there are things that are not within your control and there are things that are within your control. And so you do the things that you can do. You know, you control the things that you can do, and you acknowledge that at some point your circle is going to get bigger, whether you like it or not, and whether you want it to or not, because people are going back to work and we're going shopping, and I get that. But I just feel like, man, I have itchy feet too. You know, I've been looking at the same street, doing the show, sitting in the same four walls, you know, since March. I would normally be doing a pretty big trip by now. I have itchy feet too. But I'm just like, oh, just a couple more weeks. Like, let's just wait this out just a little bit longer.
Yeah. And I mean, if anything, some of the texts that we've gotten already, including one particularly profanity laden one, are evidence of the fact that, you know, nice way to start the week off. You know, it shows again that the central theme to all of this is, well, if you're scared, it has nothing to do with being scared. It has something to do with having a sense of responsibility. And if you have no sense of responsibility, okay, I guess, you know, go out and do your thing, but you recognize that that's what it is. It's not a bunch of people who are scared little rabbits staying at home. We don't want to stay at home. We want to get out. And yet it's not a responsible thing to do right now. So, you know, you have a choice to make. Do you want to do the responsible thing, or do you want to do something that may very well harm somebody that you know?
We can get a quick call on the line here before we take the break. If you want to get in, 576-7798-22980. Again, if you see no problem with this, let's have that conversation, because maybe you have information that I don't have. I mean, maybe you know things from the CDC or the WHO that I don't have. And so let's talk about that. We'll go to Independence and bring Todd in on the line. Hi, Todd. Thanks a lot for calling the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, yes, I'm a little stir crazy this weekend, so we decided to go to the large furniture store out there in Wyandotte. And outside the furniture store, they have, you know, lines kind of like Worlds of Fun or Disney World. You go back and forth, kind of like a cattle line, very, very prominent on the floors, you know, 6 feet apart, doing a good job outside. But once you got inside, it was a free-for-all. There was no rules. 80% of the people probably weren't wearing masks, and there was at least 1,000 people in there. That felt very unsafe, so we left. So it was just crazy. The outside, fine. Inside, crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you had to. I'm sorry that you had to turn around and come back, because, I mean, that's the thing, is it could have been done well. It could have been done in a place, in a way that would have made you feel safe, and it wasn't.
Yep. Just wanted to let you know.
You got it, man. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate the call, Todd.
And we're getting a lot of texts that are saying, look, not everybody who went to the lake for the weekend was in those crowds. That's an excellent point. And that's, again, why you can't really enforce something like what the St. Louis County Executive wanted to do. Because just because you happened to go to that area doesn't mean you were hanging around at a pool bar with everybody in a big mush. You know, you can do things and you can be responsible while you're out there doing them, even if other people who are nearby you aren't. So, yes, we do recognize that I'm sure that there are people who went to the Lake of the Ozarks for the weekend and stayed around their hotel room or went out and sat by the lake for a little while and then just went back and didn't involve themselves in all the craziness.
If you are on hold, we'll get to you coming up after the break. We'll get to more of your texts as well. It is 10:17 here on KMBZ. It's 10:23 here on KMBZ on a Tuesday after the Memorial Day weekend, when we saw the pictures that everybody else saw out of Lake of the Ozarks. And it wasn't just there, and some of you are taking it very personally, we are lumping all of Lake of the Ozarks into one thing. Listen, we all saw the pictures. We all know what we're talking about. We're not picking on everybody, but we are talking about the people that ignored the guidelines. And to me, this goes to why we need government to do things for us, and why we need government to lay out rules for us. This is why, in my opinion, maybe those guidelines and the rules from the state should have lasted through Memorial Day weekend, because who didn't see this coming? You know, who didn't see it coming that people were going to go and get out of town the first chance they got and thought, well, it's just Lake of the Ozarks. You know, we're not taking a big vacation. We're just going to the lake.
Yeah, or we're not going to New York, or we're not going to, right, you know, New Jersey. We're not going to some hot spot. We're just going to the Lake of the Ozarks. And yeah, I mean, in normal circumstances, Party Cove is always going to get the bad rap when it comes to spring break and Memorial Day and the rest of it, because, I mean, there's irresponsible behavior all over the place. Some of us have even taken part in it. So, I mean, you look at the boating accidents and the drunk, you know, the drunk accidents and the things that go on down there. And yeah, I mean, those rules are already in place and people still violate them. So, you know, in a case like this, there's an analog there. It's the same thing. It's irresponsible behavior right now to do what we saw happen there. And yeah, you need a rule in place to keep people from taking part in irresponsible behavior. It's not going to stop them, but you need to have some kind of recourse, some kind of repercussions when they violate.
We'll go to the phones, and if you want to get in, 576-7798. We'll go to Kingsville first and get A.A. Ron on the line with us on a Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I agree with both of you that those large crowds were irresponsible and whatnot. I do have a bone to pick, not necessarily with you two, but with the station itself. You know, this morning I was listening to, I can't even think of their names now, Ellen and...
Ellen and Will.
Yes. And they have a political commentator that's on quite a bit. And he was basically saying, it's no big deal. I don't know why you guys are worried about this, blah, blah, blah. And they put him on regularly. And then in the evenings, after Dana and Parks, Armstrong and Getty comes on. And they spew their stupidness in that this is no big deal. Let's just all go for free-for-all. And let's go breathe on each other. Blah, 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 blah. And so...
Can I ask real fast, what are you hearing that you don't like? Because I didn't listen to all of the morning show, and I don't listen to the station 24 hours a day. So what are you hearing that you don't like?
Well, it's just, I mean, I'm just saying that this guy is literally, they're both shows, not I'm not saying that Ellen and Will are saying those things. It's the commentators are coming on and saying that, hey, you know, this isn't any worse than the flu. This isn't a big deal. You know, it'll run its course. Just deal with it. And so, to me, that is counterproductive of what you're trying to say. And so, you know, it's mixed messages that, you know, the radio station.
Well, we don't coordinate, though. You know, I mean, you understand that shows aren't coordinating their content. And to some degree, I think it's on people to do your own and understand the difference between a newscast and talk. And do your own research a little bit.
Well, I don't disagree with that at all. But I'm just saying that if the radio...
But you just said it's confusing when there's mixed messages.
It can be a mixed message. I mean, it is a mixed message that, hey, you know, we have people in the morning that say it's not a problem. And then in the midday, it is a problem.
No one's saying it's not a problem.
I'm not saying Ellen's saying it's a problem. But, you know, it's just... To me, and I'm not blaming you at all. Personally, I think the radio station, you know, should take a position on it and stand with it.
All right, Aaron, I appreciate it.
Take a position on it?
Yeah, but see, and that's where I would disagree.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call, man. I really do. Thank you very much for getting in. But yeah, I think what that comes down to is you go back into the days of, you know, when political talk wasn't just all one-sided the way that it tends to be now. And you would have a guy, you know, on who was way far to the left, followed by a guy who was way far to the right. And so, you know, they would have those kinds of political disagreements from show to show to show. In the same way, you're going to have people who have differing opinions on here. I mean, that's part of the reason why we take calls, as a matter of fact, is so that we can get different voices on, we can get different viewpoints on. It's not like the days of the newspaper editorial page where everybody on the, you know, where newspapers had an editorial stance where they were, you know, the liberal paper or the conservative paper. It's not like that. I mean, we're all just people who have our opinions about stuff. I may disagree with something that I hear on another show, but that doesn't mean that we can't both be on the same radio station.
But I think what you're finding, I mean, I do listen to the station enough to know this, and particularly in the afternoon. I don't know how much opinion you're even getting out of the morning show, because that's not really the goal there. But I can tell you that between the four hosts, between us and Dana and Parks, there are varying levels of comfort.
Yeah.
About what's going on in the world right now. But I think what we're all trying to do is explain where we're coming from,
yeah.
Is explain, you know, the struggles that we're having and the information that we're using.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean, I was listening to Dana and Parks on Friday, and they were going back and forth about how strange it was that they had kind of flipped their normal, you know, way too, of looking at the world, you know, where Scott is much more cautious at this point than Dana wants to be. She's the one who wants to go out and wants to, you know, go out and get together with friends and all of that. And Scott's saying, I'm not going to do this. Given their normal personalities, you would not expect either of those things. And yet that's where we are right now. So we're all just trying to figure out a way to get through this.
It's 10:33 here on a Tuesday. Welcome back from the Memorial Day weekend. And we're talking about the pictures that we saw out of the Lake of the Ozarks over the weekend that have prompted the State Department of Health and Environment in Kansas to suggest a 14-day voluntary quarantine if you were, you know, in that area where people were really close to each other, or get tested. You know, this is part of the problem of not just having unlimited testing everywhere, is that that would make it easy. Quint Lucas came out, mayor of Kansas City, said, I'm not going to force a quarantine or suggest a quarantine because there would be no way to enforce that. And it comes, as you just heard in Mark's news, where the World Health Organization is suggesting that there is going to be another peak in cases a lot sooner than we thought. We'll go to the phones. Lisa has been hanging on the line in Belton here for a bit, and we appreciate that. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Great. What's going on? Calling.
Hey, I just want to give a heads up because, you know, I got called back to both restaurants I serve at. People need to pay attention when they walk in. The first one I go to in a day, absolutely wonderful. Following all the guidelines. They even give little to-go packets of salt and pepper. They do paper cups, everything. Absolutely wonderful. We have to wear masks and gloves. We have to use the Sani bottle and show them that we're sanitizing, you know, their Prestos that are on the tables. I mean, just great. Then the second place I go to, I went one day and I won't go back, and now they're threatening my unemployment. But they have all the condiments that everybody uses on the table. They don't sanitize them. They have no one responsible enough to sanitize them. The manager's in the back office not paying attention, and their masks aren't even a priority. Most of them were carrying food, taking it with their masks down below their chin. So I just want people to pay attention when they walk into a restaurant and sit down, the atmosphere. I refuse to go back to the second one, and now they threaten my unemployment. Well, guess what? I don't get unemployment. Threaten me all you want, but I'm still trying to seal that mess.
How are they threatening your unemployment?
Because I won't come back to work. I am not comfortable. I will not.
Oh, okay.
You're putting me and your customers in jeopardy.
Gotcha.
So I just want people to understand, even when you walk in a restaurant, they say they're taking precautions, but I can know of one specifically, and it's the whole one, because I walked into another one in a different town just to see. They are not following the precautions like they should be.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's a good mechanism or a good system for reporting that kind of thing. I just don't know that that exists. It should.
It should. I almost think maybe your health department should just walk in and make sure your front of the house has got masks on and there's not condiments on the table that can be transmitted to everybody else. Because like I said, they're not even wiping down the table and sanitizing those condiments each and every time. I watched for the day and I couldn't do it no more. I was like, I can't. And now if I don't come back, you know, it's either I lose my job and I'll turn you into unemployment. Well, if I'm not comfortable and you're not following the guidelines, I don't understand how they can threaten me.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about the rules to be able to tell you, but I'm not sure. We just wish you the best of luck, and thanks a lot for calling the show, as always.
Yeah, I'm just worried about customers that walk in the door. Pay attention when you walk in and make sure things are being followed.
Yeah, it's good advice. Yeah, look around, and thank you very much for getting in. That's the thing. You just look around, and you see what's going on, and you can kind of make your decisions from there. I mean, if it's a place where you see, you know, where they have opened the dining room back up, and you don't see somebody out there wiping tables, take that for what you think it might mean.
So, John, when do you think you'll be comfortable doing, like, a weekend away somewhere? You know, because we've been in a grind here for a while. Neither one of us is really we're at May. At some point, you're going to want to do a vacation or a getaway or go see family. Because I think this is the debate that we're all having and that we don't really have answers to is when are you going to feel comfortable and what is that going to look like?
Well, and there's a couple of different answers to that, because it would depend, first of all, on where I'm going. So
for sure.
you know, if I'm going to go out to a place where there's going to be a whole bunch of people around, like the lake, that's going to be a while. That's going to wait until there is a vaccine, and I'm sure that I'm not going to go spreading it around to anybody else. And even barring a vaccine, because now, I mean, there are scientific journal articles out there that are saying we may not ever get one. You look at the fact that we don't have an AIDS vaccine. You know, we don't have, there are a number of things out there that are deadly diseases that we don't have vaccines for. But what we do have with AIDS is effective treatment. We have no effective treatment for this thing at all, other than to try to treat symptoms and put people on ventilators. That's it. It's palliative care. It's not therapeutic care. So without some kind of therapy, I have no desire to go out and join a crowd of 4,000 people. Listen, I would love to do that. But I'm not going to feel like it's safe for me or the people around me to do that until there's some kind of way to treat this disease. Now, if I was just going to mom's for a while, you know, aside from the fact that that would probably involve air travel, then you know, I would do that now. If it were someplace that I could drive to and hang out with people that I know have been following the rules, then I would feel okay doing that now. But, you know, just something like going out to a restaurant. Give me a month's worth of seeing what the trend lines do. Now that we're living in this world, give me a month to watch those trend lines and see what happens. And if they spike back up, then no, I'm not going. But if they continue to go down, which, you know, again, nobody can see the future, then, yeah, I mean, maybe we can start talking about things like that.
In my head, I have, like, this flow chart of possibilities and the information it depends on. Quite frankly, some of it's just going to depend on my level of, oh my gosh, get me the heck out of here for a few days. You know, at some point, I think my mental health is just going to need a change of scenery. I like to drive. And so for me, there's nowhere I wouldn't drive to. You know, I would drive just about anywhere because I think boarding an airplane is not going to be something I'm going to be ready to do for a while. And so I'm with you. The first step is seeing family that I haven't seen in Illinois, but it's a 500-mile drive, and I'll just drive that like I've done many, many times. And the only person at this point I would see inside is mom, because I got to stay somewhere, and her house is a better idea than a hotel.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the first thing that comes. And then if I were to want to get away and do some kind of stay somewhere for a few days thing, it would be driving distance and probably during the week. When stuff isn't, you know, just do the show. I mean, like Dana just did the show from Arizona. Probably do that where it's just not going to be as packed wherever it is Monday through Friday. I don't know that I would go to a restaurant. I think I'm picking a place with a patio so I can get plenty of fresh air. I'm doing the same thing here. I'm just doing it from somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's probably the first thing we're going to do because, as you said, travel time is a real problem, and getting on a plane is still kind of sketchy. And, you know, mom lives in New York, my big sister lives in New York, my stepmom lives in Florida. Nobody's that close by except for my aunt and uncle who live in Overland Park, and we haven't seen them. We've talked, but we haven't seen them in person since all of this started. And
not
when
even outside?
No.
Not even driveway? Wow.
Nope. Okay. And I'm sure we eventually will. And that's probably the first thing we're going to end up doing is we'll try to get together with them for something, you know, just to get out and just to get to, and to see them because we haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah. And I'm looking at airfare for later in the year. I mean, the part of me that's always researching places is still looking at the travel deals that you can get for later in the year. My advice to anybody doing the same thing is just check cancellation policies first and make sure that that's still a cancelable thing. We'll get another call on here before we go to the break and move on. We'll go to Kansas City next. Get Wendy on the line with us. Hey, Wendy.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I was just listening to the caller, and this is my first time, and we really enjoy you guys. Just let you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My husband is pretty much in lockdown because he works for a hospital, and we were locked down prior to everybody else, so the first week of March. So, well, we've gotten out, you know, a couple of times because we're remodeling our house and everything, so, but we've always done the pickup and stuff. Well, I finally talked to him and asked him to go out to eat, you know, let's go get something. And we finally decided that in Raytown that we were going to do that, and, you know, we just go through the drive-thru only. And he looked in there, and he's, like, looking at the fryer, no, don't like that idea because they didn't have masks or gloves, nothing on. So he drove around the building, and none of the tellers, none of the people that were working with the food or nothing had masks or gloves on. He's like, nope, next place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, I've seen a lot of that. I don't go out for fast food that much, but the one place that I normally go to is just around the corner from here because it's convenient. And they always have masks and gloves and all of that. And I mean, it just makes me feel better about going there, knowing that they're at least paying attention.
Right. And we've only gone to two other places. And, you know, like I say, he's in lockdown. He's a control freak anyways of, you know, touching things and everything like that. He didn't even want to go out. And I even told him that doctors were on the news, and I'm like, hey, they say that fast food isn't that bad, you know, just take it out of the containers and, you know, throw everything away. And he's just like, no, you know, he just freaks out about that kind of stuff. So, yep. But yeah, it's just weird walking into places with masks and everything on right now. So, and he just doesn't like doing it. He's just like, no, I'll stay home. So. But I just want to let you know that, you know, if you're going to open up and if you're going to be around people, please be respectful for wearing at least the mask. You know, I understand, oh, this isn't contagious, this isn't blah, blah, blah. And I just don't like that. We're just the kind of people, you know, we're in our 50s. So, and if my husband gets it, he will pretty much likely die from it because he already has lung issues. So.
Well, yeah, stay safe and keep him safe too.
Yep, but I just want to let you know that, you know,
thanks,
if you're going to be in a restaurant, you're welcome.
You got to take care.
Thanks a lot for the call. I was invited out to a restaurant this weekend. You know, it's really interesting amongst your friends who has different levels of being ready to go out in the world. And a friend that I hadn't seen in a little while said, hey, let's go to a restaurant that's near me that I know has a decent sized patio. And I said, no. I said, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to go sit down in it. To me, that is beyond, I don't have as much control in that situation. And so I'm, again, control what you can control. Do, you know, do what you can. So.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.